WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. A federal judge in California has ordered six federal agencies to offer to reinstate probationary employees who were fired last month. A group of unions challenged the firings. The judge said neither the Office of Personnel Management nor its acting director had the authority to direct the firings across federal agencies. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The federal judge found the firings didn't follow federal law and required the administration to send immediate offers of reinstatement.
His order could cover the Departments of Veterans Affairs, Agriculture, Defense, Energy, Interior, and Treasury. More than 20 states, meanwhile, are suing the administration over mass layoffs at the Education Department. California Attorney General Rob Bonta.
The Trump administration's directive to shut down the Department of Education through a massive reduction in force is unlawful and cannot stand.
The Education Department is cutting in half its staff. CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammie McCormick.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. An Illinois man will spend more than a decade behind bars for supplying a Marathon County drug trafficking organization. 43-year-old Edwin Lewis of Park Forest was sentenced to 12 years in federal prison. Charges include conspiring to possess and distribute cocaine and 500 grams or more of methamphetamine, also for possessing with intent to distribute. The term will be followed by 5 years of supervised release. Lewis pled guilty in December. At sentencing, the judge said Lewis was a key member of this large drug trafficking operation. The judge also noted Lewis had already served a federal prison sentence for cocaine trafficking. And a bipartisan parking garage proposal could mean changes statewide. Stuart J. Waddles tells us more.
New rules are being proposed in response to the parking garage collapse back in 2023 at Bayshore Mall. A group of representatives in Madison have proposed bipartisan legislation requiring parking garages in Wisconsin to undergo inspections every 5 years. The proposed bill seeks to address a gap in state law that lacks post-construction inspection mandates for parking structures. Lawmakers emphasize the urgency of the measure to prevent future tragedies.
And severe weather is set to strike Wisconsin in winter. We've seen it before. The first tornadoes ever recorded in the state in the usually frigid month of February tore through mostly rural areas on a day that broke records for warmth. It set up the perfect scenario for the type of severe weather normally seen in the late spring and summer. These storms last year left a swath of destruction that included dead and missing cows, roofs blown off of homes, destroyed storage sheds and barns, trashed vehicles and shattered windows. And now, Mother Nature might be back for more. Tomorrow, temperatures will soar to the low 70s. Dew points will also rise, adding some mugginess to the air. Then a front will slam into the state, firing up a strong line of thunderstorms at night. A few tornadoes are possible, and damaging wind gusts are likely. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
Big Ten tournament action today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in Indianapolis for the Big Ten tournament. They take on the Northwestern Wildcats, who beat Minnesota yesterday 72-64 to advance to today's round. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he spent much time breaking down why his team lost at home last weekend to Penn State.
I probably have dissected it deeper and more intensely and harder than anybody else, just because I knew it wasn't one right now we needed to spend a lot of time on as a team. I did, because I wanted to really dissect the issues.
In New York, the Marquette Golden Eagles against Xavier today in the Big East tournament at Madison Square Garden. NFL free agency Packers center Josh Myers leaving Green Bay, signing a one-year deal with the New York Jets. Running back A.J. Dillon, who missed last season with a neck injury, signing a one-year contract with the Philadelphia Eagles. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Very spring-like today, with mostly sunny skies and warm temperatures rising to the low 60s. But clouds start building in and chances for showers and storms spark up in the morning. During the day, highs will hit 70 degrees, winds will be whipping, and strong to severe storms roll in at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, 53 degrees.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
How are the Trump policies going to affect agriculture? We'll find out with Zachiel Torres-Small, who was the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture in the Biden administration.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, Wausau's home for Up North News Radio.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbar Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbar.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our fantastic producer and engineer on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. It is Thursday, March 13th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. It is a sunny day, a warm day. Mr. Zommers, I can feel that it is truly shorts weather. Temperature is going to be getting up into the 70s tomorrow.
For a couple days.
Yes, and then winter returns by Sunday.
Second, third, fourth winter.
Right. But in all seriousness, just for a second, if you live in Wisconsin, particularly, say, between La Crosse and Eau Claire, and then draw a line kind of over and down to Toma, and then over to Portage, and then down to Racine, Kenosha, that I'm very broadly speaking southwest part of the state. I know people in Madison wouldn't say they're southwest, but if
comparatively.
But the southwest portion of the state, third maybe is a way to say it, maybe some severe weather tomorrow night. So just be aware of that. And what makes it kind of scary or scarier is that the meteorologists expect the worst of the severe weather tomorrow evening to come in after sunset. And so that's when it gets dangerous, and because it's darker out, obviously, and so darker. And so people, and there is some risk of tornadic activity. It sounds like most of the concern is for severe thunderstorms, not a lot of rain in this system because it's going to be so fast moving. But it's the wind. And so both straight line winds and also a possibility, keyword possibility, for tornadic activity. So just keep an eye to the sky, keep an eye to the radio and your other weather sources, because could get kind of a rough going for tomorrow.
May want to plan not driving too late.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. So that's just, enjoy the nice weather today. Enjoy it during the day tomorrow. Get out there. But yes, temperature is going to plummet from 70s tomorrow into the 30s by Sunday afternoon.
A bit chillier.
Right now, we are not on every station across the Civic Media Radio Network that we're normally on because Wisconsin men's basketball pregame show is underway. The Badgers are playing in the Big Ten tournament. Big game coming up here in about a half an hour. So we will be ending our show today at 1:30 and enjoy the music for the last half. We can't do that?
Yeah, no, we're not going to do that.
Oh, we're not doing that. Apparently, we're not doing that today. But no, some of our stations across the network right now are doing the pregame show for the Wisconsin Badger basketball game. They are taking on the Northwestern Wildcats. And it'll be shown on the Big Ten Network, but it's going to be aired for free across many of our Civic Media stations. You can find those stations via the Civic Media app, which you could download for free. So stick around. We're going to play What's Worse and have some great fun here in this hour on some of our stations. On other stations, you can catch Matt LaPay, Brian Butch, and Wisconsin taking on Northwestern. Should be a good game. Northwestern beat Minnesota yesterday afternoon, kind of a little mild upset of sorts there. Northwestern was ranked number 13, Minnesota 12 coming into the tournament, in the tournament bracket, not overall, of course. Wisconsin, the number 5 seed in the Big Ten tournament. If they win today, the Badgers, they would take on UCLA tomorrow. So we'll see. One game at a time. But first of all, the Badgers taking on Northwestern at the bottom of this hour on some of our stations. We'll kind of give you little updates as the show goes along as well. But right now at 10 minutes past the hour, 1 o'clock, time once again for What's Worse. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get time with once again for What's Worse. No prizes to give away, no money involved, but it is your opportunity to have your voices heard. Normally, I say across all 11 stations in the Civic Media Ready Network, but today, you know, a third of them, or maybe two-thirds of them, something like that, right? Because of Badger basketball. But nonetheless, a great opportunity to have your voice heard. And this is timely as indeed, as Mike Lucas is fond of saying, because, as we said, lots of basketball. It is the season for tournament college basketball. The conference tournament's going on right now. The Badgers play Northwestern at the bottom of the hour. And then Selection Sunday, this coming Sunday on CBS, always one of my favorite things, going to seem a lot different this year without the legendary Greg Gumbel after his passing. But nonetheless, a great event, Selection Sunday. We'll find out where the Wisconsin Badgers rank in the final tournament seeding, and where they will play in the first two rounds, or if they get to two rounds, first two games. There's a chance they could still play at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee next Friday. But part of that might depend on the outcome of today and the rest of the Big Ten tournament. The point is, this time of year, Zommers, lots of people order the pizza. They're wanting pizza this time of year because there's no better food to eat, I don't think, during a basketball game than pizza. So, directly from the home office, as they say, what's worse, pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce? Pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842.
I don't know that I've ever had pizza without sauce, except for one time. When it was an accident, they didn't put sauce on it, and I got my money back.
Well, this brings up an interesting point, and the person who normally writes these, our co-executive producer, CP, and he is traveling, right? And so I put he's an important guy. He goes all over the country. And so I put a text into him. I said, if you have a minute, could you call in and explain pizza with no sauce or pizza with sauce? He says, I'm traveling. But he sent me an 8-second voice message. Now, I have not listened to this. Do we play it without listening to it on the air, or do we not?
We have a dump button.
I'm just going to say, you've got your finger on the dump button. And also, there's very high-level meetings right now at Civic Media, and everybody in leadership is at lunch. And so nobody's listening to us.
So, we'll be fine. Let's do it.
So here we go. Here is the unedited version of CP on pizza with sauce and pizza with no sauce. Here we go. All right. Let's try this again. I got to go back here. I'll try to hear a CP. Here we go.
Pizza with sauce or pizza without sauce, basically. Believe it or not, some people don't like pizza sauce.
I guess that's true. I do know some people, just not a lot.
I asked him to explain what does it mean pizza with sauce and pizza with no sauce, and he says pizza with sauce, pizza with no sauce. Believe it or not, some people don't like sauce.
You know, it is that simple.
Who doesn't like sauce?
I know some people who it's not their favorite part. Like, they would rather just have a lot of cheese, but I think I know more people who would rather be swimming in sauce.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Go to Cindy listening in beautiful Appleton. Cindy, pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce? What's worse?
Pizza without sauce? What's the point?
Right?
Yes. It's got to have lots and lots of sauce.
I agree with you 100%. Not even close for me. I've never heard, how can you even make a pizza with no sauce?
Isn't that just breadsticks?
Right?
Triangular breadsticks?
I mean, Cindy, serious question. Have you ever gone to a place and even seen people order pizza with no sauce?
Hello?
No. Thanks, Cindy. I appreciate it. People, CP, Cindy, people, very, very few words today. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go down to beautiful Waukesha on WAUK. Rick listening in Waukesha. Rick, pizza with sauce, pizza with no sauce. What's worse?
Well, I'll tell you a fact. I was married to a Sicilian, and it's pizza with sauce I like, because one time she made me a pizza late at night, and she didn't have the stuff, and she put it on a pancake mix.
Really?
I had to turn it down. I couldn't eat it.
Wow.
It's a true story. And Tex with no sauce are better.
I appreciate it, Rick. Thank you so very much. Now, right there, if you've got a wife who's a Sicilian, I'm surprised she even used a pancake batter. I guess in a pinch. It was a
late. Maybe she just thought, I can do this. I'm good enough at this. I'll make it work.
But to have your husband turn it down.
Must be a low blow.
Late at night and getting no sauce. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce?
Dave in New Berlin texts in saying, pizza with no sauce isn't pizza. It's a salad on a piece of bread.
That's a good point. Now, for those watching on the stream, and we have a lot of folks watching on the stream today, and we appreciate that, largely because of Dan Schaefer and Dan Jacobs, of course. The photo, the picture we have on the screen on streaming on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and the like, the pizza with the sauce looks like a great pizza, a typical pizza. The one on the right, the picture for no sauce, it looks like it's a white sauce or cheese sauce on the bottom.
It's hard to tell if it has sauce or if it's just melted cheese.
Right. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We go down to beautiful Greene County and the city of Monroe. Monroe, that is. Angie in Monroe. Angie, pizza with sauce, pizza with no sauce. What's worse?
Actually, I'm in between because sometimes the sauce isn't very good.
Oh, all right.
So it just depends on your sauce. And I would rather do no sauce and just do a little garlic on it. And because you can make flavor without having sauce.
Right.
On your breadstick. So as long as you have flavor on your breadstick, I mean, just put garlic on it and put some tomatoes on it. And you don't have to do all the red sauce. Because some places, like my heart, now that I'm older, I get heartburn really bad.
Sure.
So, picky. And as long as it's got no preservatives, which actually Casey's doesn't have all the crap in it.
All right.
Because I don't get heartburn from them. So,
I was just down in I was just down in Monroe last week, and my friends Kurt and Florcy and I, we ordered a Vince's pizza. You ever have a pizza at Vince's in Monroe? No, she's gone. All right, very good. You cut her off now. We'll find out. If you're in Monroe, check out Vince's Pizza. They got great pizza, great sauce. Come on back. It's the All Balls Show on 7 Media.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. More Trump administration mass layoffs at CISA have experts raising concerns over U.S. readiness for cyber attacks on election infrastructure and federal agency networks. An additional 100 in-house and contracted cyber specialists were reportedly terminated in March. The terminations raised the number of layoffs at the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency to an estimated 300, though new CISA leadership has denied recent layoffs. As we reported in February, a team assisting state election officials in improving and hardening election systems was laid off. VoteBeat reported March 11th that CISA's new leadership informed state election officials that it had suspended operations and funding for the Election Infrastructure Information Sharing and Analysis Center. In addition, a McCarthy-like effort is underway to purge CISA staffers who ran 2020 efforts to combat foreign and domestic disinformation in social media, some concocted by the Trump campaign and its allies. Reports in cybersecurity journals say that the latest layoffs involve so-called red teams, which pressure test the security of government networks. CBS News quoted one cybersecurity expert let go in February as saying about U.S. networks, "We're being targeted daily, hourly, and every single minute." We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, home of the Chad Holmes Show.
We're just about ready to build the perfect pizza.
Give me pizza! P-I-Z-Z-A, give me pizza! P-I-Z-Z-A, now I'm feeling kind of hungry.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock, Thursday, March 13th. Sommers, where'd you find that?
I was thinking, what songs do I know about pizza? And I remembered the Mary-Kate and Ashley show, just a show that my sisters watched when I was younger. And I remembered, pizza! And I was like, I think that's a song. And I looked it up, and yeah.
Good gravy.
It's not good.
No, but it says pizza. That's what we're doing right now. Welcome back. Our daily segment called What's Worse, where we ask you, the listening and viewer audience, obscure questions. And you tell us what's worse. Today's edition, pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce? What's worse? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it at your Apple or Android device. Simply go to your search engine, type in Civic, not engine, but search bar in your app store. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll come up, little CM logo. Click on that. Takes less than a minute. It is free, gratis, cero, no dinero, not a dime. Doesn't cost anything. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app, you can listen to all of our great programming and text in. And you'll want to do this now. Now, as I said before, the entire leadership team at Civic Media, all the decision makers, all the bosses, all the supervisors are gone right now. It's a desert in here. It's me and Zommers, and that's it. And so I'm not 100% sure whether I was supposed to say this or not, but nobody's listening from leadership, so they don't care. They won't find out. There's a contest coming up.
Ooh.
A text to win contest. And let me tell you, it's spectacular. The grand prize, I tell you what it is, but they do have I think the attorneys are still listening in their earpiece, so I can't tell you what the grand prize is, but it's going to be phenomenal. So download the Civic Media app, not just to play our little goofy game every day, what's worse, but and more importantly, for our upcoming Text Win contest, because you want to be all ready for that. What's worse? 855-752-4842. Let's go to Kurt in Waukesha, listening on WAUK. Kurt, pizza with sauce, pizza with no sauce. What's worse?
Well, first I'll say I have worked in the pizza industry for about 20 years. So definitely with sauce and extra sauce.
So with sauce is better, so no sauce is worse.
That is focaccia.
All right, this is fantastic that you have worked in the pizza industry. Do you get requests from people? I'm asking this seriously. Are there people that say no sauce?
We get it occasionally because of acid complaints or, you know, stomach complaints.
Really?
So we will get it occasionally.
And boy.
And we usually advise, you know, because they do like the sauce, that if you've ever heard of, like, the pinza
okay.
bread, which is a little bit less diabetic and very good, it has usually a different sauce that's sweeter. That's not as acidic.
Really? All right. This is. I love it. I love this. I appreciate you listening and calling in with real pizza knowledge. So thank you, Kurt. Thank you very much, and have a great day down there in beautiful Waukesha. There you go, from a pizza expert. It actually does occur. Pizza with no sauce. 855-752-4842. Matthew on the text line, brand new texter from Menominee Falls. We appreciate that, Matthew. Thanks for listening. He says, is the grand prize in the Text to Win upcoming contest pizza with no sauce? No, it is not.
I promise you it's a lot better than that.
It's a lot better than that. 855-752-4842. We go to the North Woods. Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, what's worse, pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce?
Well, I love pizza with sauce, but my granddaughter insists on ordering a pizza with no sauce, and there's a place in Spooner, Wisconsin that sells that. I believe they call it cheese fries. So basically, oh. It's the pizza crust just loaded with cheese and a little bit of garlic and stuff. And that's the way she goes. So.
Wow. All right. I'm learning every minute, and I love every minute of it. Thanks, Ollie. I appreciate that.
Plus, I'm sure there are people with allergies. Like, there's always going to be things that sound weird to everybody else, but that right. they have to eat for dietary reasons.
I think what's emerging here, Zombers, and correct me if you think I'm wrong, what's emerging here is this is not like a listed menu item or something that's normally done, but it occurs occasionally. That's maybe why I haven't heard of this before.
Although, Tyler in Columbia County just texted in saying, pizza with red sauce is worse, but if there's Alfredo or cheese sauce, I'll take that over no sauce.
Really? All right. Well, I've seen that, right? I mean, you know, our friend Ian's Pizza up here where Zomers and I eat about every 8 days. It was only 7 days in a week. And they're fantastic. They have the macaroni, the mac and cheese pizza, and they also have a chicken Alfredo pizza. So, yeah, you have different sauces. But the question right now is, what's worse, pizza with sauce, any kind, or pizza with no sauce? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Steve in Milwaukee says, with sauce, unless you have Papa Murphy's Mediterranean chicken pizza. That is good without sauce. That's very specific.
Most of the time that no sauce is worse, but
right.
sometimes it works.
Sometimes it works. What else do we have here? We have Jules listening on WXCO up in beautiful Wausau says, isn't no sauce pizza fries? Well, that's a good question as well. Pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce, Zomers?
I'm going to have to go with the majority here and say that pizza with no sauce is worse if you're still calling it pizza.
Right.
If you're saying it's breadsticks or pizza fries or something like that, that's a different thing. But if it's just pizza that has no sauce and you're not intending to dip it in sauce, then that's worse.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to cut right to the chase. Pizza with no sauce is worse. Period. Hands
yeah.
down. Because one of our earlier callers, I mean, I think it was Angie or somebody or Cindy, it doesn't matter. One of our callers that are saying that not just sauce, but I want like lots of sauce. On my pizza. I mean,
yes,
to me, the tomato and all the ingredients in that sauce, it makes all the difference in the world. I like a crispy crust I like a good quarter to a half inch between the crust and the toppings of just sauce and crust.
That's
crispy like that. I love that. And so I absolutely think no sauce is worse. I wouldn't eat a pizza with no sauce. It's not pizza without sauce.
No, not really.
I mean, and again, I come from the old school, back in Richland Center, where you go buy your Chef Boyardee pizza, and that's just crust and the canned sauce. I know it's cheap and commercial, but the taste of that is just, and you put ground beef and green olives and some cheese. That's Richland Center pizza right there, my friends. All right, come on back. We have a news, weather, and sports update and more fun and games. Don't miss us. The Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pizza time.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Madison City Clerk has been placed on leave just weeks before the spring election. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
Mary Beth Witzel Bell has been at the center of the uncounted ballots case when nearly 200 absentee ballots were found after the November election. City staff say the clerk's office didn't notify anyone until weeks later. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is investigating. Commission Chair Ann Jacobs when they discussed it last week.
They find a sealed bag of ballots on November 12th. They don't open it even until November 13th and then close it back up, and they don't do anything with it until November 26th. What on earth is going on for 2 weeks? And we don't know the answer to that.
Meanwhile, the city is doing its own investigation under the umbrella of the mayor's office. And because of what they found in that investigation, Witzel Bell is now on paid administrative leave. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway says, quote, "Given the nature of the issues being investigated, we felt this was a necessary step to maintain public confidence in the operations of our clerk's office," end quote. Madison's city attorney will now act as the interim city clerk, and the mayor's office will allocate extra staff to make sure every vote is counted April 1st.
And Republican proposed legislation that would require sheriffs to help immigration authorities passed the State Assembly Public Safety Committee on Tuesday. The proposal would require sheriffs to verify the citizenship of anybody arrested for a felony. And if they're unable to verify, they're then legally required to report it to the Department of Homeland Security. The legislation will now get a full vote in the Assembly, but Governor Tony Evers has already promised to veto the bill if it reaches his desk. And don't forget, the annual three-day event, the Wisconsin Muskie Expo, is taking place this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Eric Stone Street is expanding his acting talents. The hilarious and Emmy-winning Stone Street, who played Cam on Modern Family for 9 seasons, has agreed to a role on Dexter. Stone Street will play Dexter's estranged brother, who he was separated from at a young age. You can catch Eric Stone Street on Dexter Sunday nights on Showtime. Hate speech and toxic social media users had to take a powder this past Monday when Twitter, also referred to as X, experienced outages, leaving anonymous users and bots with nowhere to spew their disinformation. Angry young men who hide behind avatars and fake screen IDs probably experienced calm for the first time in the last few years. Better a Twitter malfunction than a Cybertruck. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Very spring-like today, with mostly sunny skies and warm temperatures rising to the low 60s. But clouds start building in and chances for showers and storms spark up in the morning. During the day, highs will hit 70 degrees, winds will be whipping, and strong to severe storms roll in at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, "This is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday."
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Producer Jess P.S. here. Next time, Dom's back with Earl Ingram as co-host to discuss the ever-expanding campaign for Supreme Court of Wisconsin. Join us.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. 34 minutes now past the hour, 1 o'clock on Thursday, March 13th, 2025. What a beautiful day. Zamorski, we forgot to check. How's the, what's the street game looking like? Can we check out here on the corner of Fairchild and State Street in downtown Madison? Look at that. Oh, hang on. I'm going to adjust the camera. Give us a little music here, Zomers, and we'll walk.
Currently, the street cam is pointed a little bit too high. We see more of the sky than anything else. Todd is adjusting it. You can see the street, plenty of cars crossing. That's a lot better.
Because we have a look at that. That's beautiful. It's a beautiful shot of downtown Matt. We have a lot of people today joining us on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Higher than usual. And we appreciate that. And we know that it's not for me. It's because of our great guests, Dan Schaefer and Dan Jacobs, brought a lot of their followers along today. And we appreciate that. So here now, for those that might be watching, this is a bonus for those that if you think, well, sometimes Todd puts me to sleep. He wouldn't be the first one. And so we need something to visually stimulate us during the show. Well, just check us out on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, the old X Factor now. And we give you the stream, the visuals every day. And you can check us out there either at the Civic Media or at the Todd Allball Show or just Allball Show, A-L-L-B-A-U-G-H. Glad to have you along. And you can see, look at that. It's a delivery truck right now. Some people did some shopping. They're about to cross the street right there by the Ovisher Center. It's a beautiful day in downtown Madison.
You know, talking about visual stimulation, maybe one of these days I'll start playing Minecraft and just put it on one of the screens like they do on some TikToks and stuff. Sure. Or just maximum overstimulating visuals. Too many things going on.
Glad to have you along at 36 past the hour of 1 o'clock. One of our listeners from WMDX here in Madison texting in a brand new texter. We appreciate that as always. I said, what happened? I didn't hear what's worse. Well, a little late to the party, but that's okay. We'll repeat it. Our what's worse today involved pizza. What's worse, pizza with sauce or pizza without sauce? Sherry in Horicon, by the way, listening on MDX, says, I like sauce. And really, who doesn't? Well, I guess there are some people. And so it was great. We had Kurt calling in, who is an entrepreneur, a pizza maker, a pizza owner, who's been in the pizza business like 20 plus years. And he's telling us that occasionally some people, for whatever reason, digestive or otherwise, they order their pizza without sauce. So it is a thing, but I just prefer pizza with sauce.
Yeah, me too.
So appreciate everybody calling. And we do that each and every day in hour number two here on the show, asking you the less important questions about what's worse. Got to have some fun every day as well. Don't forget, if you're tuning in across the Civic Media Radio Network looking for the Wisconsin Badger basketball game, it is playing right now on some of our network stations that include the Badger Radio Network. Matt LePay and Brian Butch, Wisconsin, just underway now against Northwestern. You can hear those games via the Civic Media Radio Network if it is not playing in your area. But we hope you stay with us as well. Have a little fun here as well. Ollie in Northwoods calling back. Let's go to Ollie quickly, 855-752-4842. Ollie, what have you got for us?
Well, I have a burning question, actually.
Really? All right.
I don't know if it's on one of the Civic Media channels. They do a commercial for a tomato pie. Could you explain that to me? It's been killing me ever since the first time I heard it. Is that a real pizza or tomatoes?
All right. Like a commercial for one of our sponsors?
Yes, it's a place, I believe, in Madison that's,
yeah.
You have Doughboys, and then you have another one that's called Tomato Pie.
Yeah, it's Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Oh. It's a pizza place.
Yep. Oh, got it. I understand now. I've eaten at Salvatore's many times. I have a couple of locations here in Madison. It's a great place. I'm not just saying that because they sponsor. It's a great place. And I think maybe the difference is a tomato pie might be maybe more well known as deep dish. or it's not the thin crust, it's a deeper dish, and instead of just having the tomato sauce, they might have actually kind of chunks of cooked tomatoes and more tomatoey in it and layers of cheese. So it's more like a pie rather than a thin pizza.
Well, that's what I was wondering, if it was the crust with tomatoes on it instead of tomato sauce.
I think there's both,
the
yeah.
Pizza. Okie doke.
Well, that's a great question.
Quite a question.
I appreciate it. And timely indeed, given today's what's worse. So I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you picking up on that sponsorship. And yeah, Salvador's Tomato Pies here in the Madison area, a great business. We appreciate them being a sponsor. And even better, it is legit great pizza. So thanks, Ollie. Appreciate you calling in. Have you been to Salvador's?
I only have once, but it was very good.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. Now, somebody on MDX says, what's not true? Somebody just texted and said, not true. What does that mean?
I don't know.
All right. Well, if they want to explain themselves or call in, we'll take the call. I think sometimes people just try to jerk around, you know, it's just like, throw me off. Anyway, let's talk a little bit what's going on in the national scene here today. Lots of local news in the first hour, and we love that. But let's take a little bit look what's going on around the country as well. The new Musk Watch Doge Doggy Tracker. I just like calling it Doggy instead of Doge. Shows savings under Elon Musk's reign of error, I like that, have been overstated by at least 92%. As Maxwell Smart once said, and Get Smart missed it by that much. So this is great. There's something called the Musk Watch Doge Tracker. And they find out now that this savings that Musk and Trump keep talking about has been overstated by at least 92%. That's fantastic. Musk is claiming he's saving taxpayers $4 billion with a B per day by selling property, firing workers, rooting out waste, and canceling contracts, leases, and grants. Here's the problem. There's next to no detail or documentation to back up purported savings. Well, that can be a problem. I mean, back in school, my teachers used to say, show your work. The documentation that does exist shows gross overstatement of potential savings to taxpayers. The Musk Watch Doge Tracker, and if you want to, don't take Todd's word for it, check it out yourself. Doge, D-O-G-E, D-O-G as in gross, E, .muskwatch.com, doge.muskwatch.com. It shows claimed cuts versus verifiable cuts. The tracker also lets you zero in on terminated contracts by location and by agency. The tracker even comes with a caveat that most savings claimed by Doge may be illusory or illusions because of illegal withholding of funds appropriated by Congress. So there you go. Talk about keeping us honest, keeping folks honest. Check it out. Doge.muskwatch.com. Doge.muskwatch.com. Not must watch as in must watch TV. Muskwatch.com. It's very different when you actually look at the facts and how the numbers line up than what Trump and Musk are claiming. And now there's this, as we said earlier in the hour, breaking news from CBS and other places that a judge today has temporarily, at least, reinstated several of these laid off slash fired employees at many of these federal agencies. But that's just, I mean, at some point, people are human, right? So if you have or had one of these jobs, told you were fired, you file for unemployment, you're looking for new employment, now they say come back, but it's only temporary. Who wants to be jerked around like that? Just from a mental health standpoint. Do I have a job? Do I not have a job? Very disconcerting.
I can imagine a lot of them are not going to go back.
Exactly. Exactly right. And so that's the real reign of error here. Well, it's two things. It's the numerical things we just talked about. They claim to be saving all this money, but they're really not. When you look at it, they're exaggerating it by 92%. And in reality, they're causing strife, consternation, anxiety for real people. And they're putting services at risk to people in Wisconsin and all over the country. And that uncertainty, along with this tariff trade war, I didn't even get to today. Trump has put a 200% tariff on alcohol from Europe.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not making that up.
Wow.
Now he's going after European liquor.
What is the point?
I've known a couple of those, but I don't know. I don't know what the point is. I'm not sure what the point is. 855-752-4842. Oh, this is great. Tom in McFarland now is listening, and he is calling in to correct me on pizza versus tomato pie. This is fantastic. Tom, thanks for calling in. Tell us now, because I was putting it in, Ollie called earlier and asked about one of our great sponsors, Salvador's Tomato Pie. I just said to put it in layman's terms or something I thought was understandable. The closest thing I can think of that other people might relate to is like a deep dish pie. But please educate us, Tom. What is the difference?
There's a bit of a difference on that. A deep dish is more like your Chicago-style pizza. And that's more like a cheese casserole, for lack of a better term, or cheese lasagna. Very deep, very thick. Mm-hmm. A tomato pie, the crust is going to be more like, I think, in terms of Pizza Hut and their traditional crust that they have.
Okay.
That's about as thick as it's going to be.
All right.
And it's not going to have as much cheese as a traditional pizza is going to have. When you look at your like standard pizza, that's more of like a marinara type of sauce. It's mm-hmm. not going to be as thick as a tomato pie sauce. That's going to be a lot thicker. And not as much cheese. So you're going to have a thicker crust, not a deep dish, but a thicker pan-style crust, a chunkier sauce, and less cheese.
This is
Salvatore's, being the awesome place that they're going to be, they will make that pie any way you want it to. If you want cheese on it, tell them they'll load it up for you, no problem.
Do you work there, or do you just frequent the business?
I do not. I happen to like their tomato pies. They're very good.
They're great. They're fantastic. And you did a much, much better job of explaining this than I did. So I appreciate you calling in.
I'm from Chicago, so I get it.
You're from Chicago. I think what we really need to do is we need to do a show from Salvador's, have you there, and we need to sample these on the air so we can accurately tell people.
I think that is an outstanding idea.
I do as well. Thank you, Tom. You've given me a new idea for an on-location show. Thanks a lot, Tom. We appreciate you listening to the beautiful Have you been to McFarland's, Albers?
Not. I've driven past it.
It's a beautiful community. It's one
this
of those suburbs right south of Madison,
right,
on your way to Stoughton. Stoughton gets a lot of play, which they should. It's a great community as well. But the McFarland is a slightly smaller city, but they have a beautiful little lake right there. And backwaters to the Ahara watershed. It's great. And my godsons used to run a lot of track meets at McFarland High School. They have a beautiful high school and a great track there. Beautiful little downtown. It's great. Check McFarland.
I do not get to enough places around the state. Like I'm from Manitowoc. I used to live there. So I've been to a lot of the towns around Manitowoc and like Sheboygan, Green Bay, and around that area in between the two. But I've only lived in Madison a couple of years, and I haven't adventured too far out of the city. And I would certainly like to, because I have, it's been great.
Absolutely. Wisconsin C is a great place. We appreciate Tom McFarland. We're going to put that on our What Makes Wisconsin Great list, Zombers. We have to go do, and this is not just for fun, right? This is research for the show.
Right. Yes. Business expense.
We'll see about that, but we'll make a visit at some point to Salvador's Tomato Pies, who is a great sponsor of the Civic Media Radio Network, and we appreciate that greatly. We're going to take a short break here. Come back, we'll give you a little update on the Wisconsin Badger game against Northwestern, and we'll also wrap up the show. It's a great afternoon, a great day to be a Wisconsinite. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show, and you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
What do you think about Donald Trump firing 80,000 employees of the VA? Steve from Madison, also a veteran. I'm hearing from one of our conservative texters saying it's okay because it saves money.
How does it save money if it kills people? I mean, how many suicides are there amongst veterans? How many of our seniors need health care? I mean, you take away money from us and it kills us. That's what it does.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Congressman Mark Pocan.
Already, people can't get appointments as easily at the VA hospitals. Already, farmers aren't getting their grants. Federal employees are losing their jobs. And this is just the real life ramifications of what's happening.
If you can't convey the impact of these cuts, the people that are getting bad information are just going to think he's just cutting wasteful spending.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us here at 9 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC and CBS News, followed by a quick check of your weather. Sports update with our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, and then it's on to the Maggie Dawn Show with the one and only Maggie Dawn every afternoon from 2 until 4, followed by Dom Selvia from 5 until 6, Pete Schwabba from 6 until 8, Rick Smith Across America, and then Native Roots Radio all coming up here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Right now on select stations, and as Letterman likes to say, hopefully one of your stations has been selected. Right now on the Civic Media stations that carry Wisconsin Badger men's basketball, the Badgers are in a tight game early on. At last check, 14 minutes, 29 seconds left in the first half, so still a lot of time left. Northwestern leads Wisconsin 12-8. So early on in that one, a tight game. Badgers taking on Northwestern, who beat Minnesota yesterday. The winner advances to play UCLA tomorrow. Badgers right now ranked number 18 in the country and trying to up their spot for the NCAA seeding. At one point here a week ago, they were thought to maybe be a 2 seed. Right now, trying to hold on to maybe a 4. You don't want to slip to a 5 seed in the NCAAs because there's a good chance a 12 is going to beat you just statistically over the last few years. So be aware of that. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. If you want to call the pizza question, I thought Zomers, this would not be nearly as controversial as it was. But it turns out people have feelings on pizza with sauce and pizza with no sauce.
Turns out they do. And Sherry and Horicon texting in saying that she is Italian and her grandmother used to make pizza with no sauce.
Now here, this comes in and look at how efficient the leadership meeting has broken up. There was a big leadership meeting here at Civic. It has broken up. Our CEO has taken time now to text me live on the show to bring us a question from a listener. Chris has sent in to the company and saying, hi, please ask Tom from McFarland, who is from Chicago, he says, his thoughts on I don't even know how to pronounce it. Is it Pequods? Pequods? P-E-Q-U-O-D apostrophe S from Chicago. Chris says, I'm also a Chicago native, and I love Pequods, Pequods, however you say it, with a smiley emoji. So how about that? Today's segment of What's Worse has made it all the way to our CEO.
Which sure has.
And, you know, how about that? That's fantastic. Let's see here. Dave in New Berlin says, Wow, Dave in New Berlin's day drinking. Says, I hate the drums for your last segment. It just means Todd is headed to the bar. Maggie is lovely and all. All right. Well, there you go. I guess he's saying he doesn't like to hear the drums because it means the show's almost
over.
Yeah,
that's what he's saying.
All right. Dave makes me laugh. And we should all take time to laugh each and every day. So thanks, Dave. We appreciate your listenership. And thanks, everybody, for your feelings on pizza. Once again, it just says to me, we have to do more shows on location at pizza places. All right, let's see if we can get this in quick. While the current administration, i.e. the Trump administration, is out to end diversity, equity, and inclusion, Congress is not. The 335 members of today's Congress are more diverse and inclusive than ever before. According to Congressional Quarterly Roll Call data, 1 in 4 identifies as Black, Hispanic, Asian American, or Native American. Yet Congress is not as diverse as the U.S. population, in which more than 4 in 10 are non-white. Women are 51% of our populace, but only 28% in Congress. But talk about inclusion. To MAGA's chagrin, today's 119th Congress includes the first openly transgender member in history. Representative Sarah McBride, a Democrat from Delaware, is one of 13 members who identify as other than heterosexual. In Congress, 1 in 40 members identify as non-heterosexual, but for America as a whole, it's nearly 1 in 10. Bye-bye. Boomer is a thing in the House, where Generation X now outnumbers baby boomers 41-39%. I did not know that. Over in the Senate, have no fear, boomers still rule with 61% of them. And we have 19 immigrants serving in Congress. Yikes, 19. MAGA cannot like that, right?
Nope.
So what have we learned here today? Congress is not as diverse and inclusive as America, but it is trending in that direction.
Which is good. And we're getting younger people, too.
Absolutely. And speaking of younger people, last night we had the thing with Kreitlow and Up North News Radio, that great forum last night on the Supreme Court race. And one of the people on our panel talking about education, Christian Phelps, who is from the Eau Claire area in his 20s. And here he is now a member of the state legislature. I joked last night he brought the median age of the legislature down by 50%.
Yeah, he's been on Pat's show for a long time. And I've always been impressed with his ability to articulate thoughts that a lot of people have.
Yeah, no, I think it's fantastic. And we need more young people. We need people who represent the United States more in elective office. So this is good news. A little hope to end the show on. That it might not be where we want it, but little by little, poco a poco, as they say in Spanish, we are getting a bit more diverse, a few more opinions in our congressional and legislative representation. Great show today. Many thanks to Dan Schaefer. Also, many thanks to Dan Jacobs, to Aaron Zommers, to all of you for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon, everybody. Enjoy the sunshine. We'll be back tomorrow with Peter Rapine and a wacky look at the week in review. Until then, this is Todd saying, whatever you're believing, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Metnair on Air.
Maggie Dawn.
At 2:30, we'll be joined by Chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, Ben Wickler, to talk about the people versus Elon Musk, our billionaire overlord. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community, and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM. W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A judge has ordered the federal government to offer reinstatement to fired probationary employees. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
The Trump administration and DOJ came in and tried to fire everybody. They focused in particular on probationary employees and thought that they had the right to do that. But a federal judge has just held that indeed they did not.
More than 20 states have sued over the mass layoffs at the Education Department. New York's Attorney General Letitia James.
The administration's attempt to deprive our children of a quality of education is reckless, wrong, and immoral.
Russian President Putin says he has serious questions about President Trump's Ukraine ceasefire deal. Trump, a short while ago,
he put out a very promising